Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Hello, I'm Bob.
And I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages.
On this Thursday, here we sat side by side sharing our story. If you were with us yesterday, when we left, we weren't side by side. In fact, we were 100 miles apart and separated by divorce.
But God does heal hurting marriages, and we want you to be encouraged that regardless of any of your marriage problems that you may be facing or that maybe one of your loved ones is facing today, that you will listen to our testimony and believe that God heals hurting marriages.
Even greater than listening to our testimony, listen to God's word. Ask him questions. Lord, how do you see my marriage? Do you see hope for us? If you ask, he'll give you answers, won't he, honey?
He sure will. I found out that I needed a personal daily walk with my Lord Jesus Christ. I needed to hear his voice. I needed to know him personally. I needed to know his word. And in Hosea 4:6, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. After I was on the bottom looking up, the Lord touched me and showed me that he cared about the one lost sheep and left the 99 looking for that one lost sheep. He was showing me through his word that he cared about you, Bob, and regardless of the sinful lifestyle that you were living in, he said, I will leave the 99. And it says in Luke 15:7, I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
What's the secret to our marriage restoration? God changing first my wife's heart, and then in response to her prayers, he changed my heart. We had contact on a regular basis because of our 3 children. I began to see a woman who had changed. I could not push her buttons.
The Lord took me to 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And that is what the Lord asked me to do. He wanted me to love Bob unconditionally.
On July 7th, 1987, I drove 100 miles on a Wednesday morning from my home in Fort Pierce, Florida, to my wife's office, knocked on her window, and said, would you go to lunch with me? I've got it all worked out. There's no waiting period for a marriage license in Florida. If you have $37.50, we can get a license. If I take you and get a marriage license just to have, would you quit praying for me? A lot of things were happening in my life, and I knew they were a direct result.
I told him I could never stop praying for him, but that I would always be here waiting for him with our children.
We did get the marriage license, and afterward I did take her to lunch.
At his girlfriend's favorite restaurant.
Sitting there, God spoke to me. I was sitting across from Charlene, and God said, you've made the biggest mistake of your life by divorcing her, and I could take it no more. And so I asked her, Charlene, will you remarry me today?
The miracle that I had been praying for over 2.5 years was happening at that very time. I knew that God had softened and changed and touched my husband's heart, as prodigals do come home.
That's been almost 20 years ago. Tomorrow we want to take you on a journey with us for those 20 years and let you see what God has continued to do in our life since then. Thanks for listening.
God does heal hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.